الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فنواصل بإذن الله تعالى دروس السيرة النبوية، وكنا قد توقفنا عند الكلام عن غزوة بني النضير، غزوة بني النضير، وهي الغزوة الثانية عشرة من غزوات المصطفى عليه الصلاة والسلام. كانت هذه الغزوة في شهر ربيع الأول سنة أربع من الهجرة، شهر ربيع
الثاني الأول، ربيع
الرابعة من الهجرة النبوية.
From the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم's هجرة.
بداية أحداث هذه الغزوة، يعني مقدمات هذه الغزوة،
the introductions of this battle,
أن رجلا من صحابة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هو عمرو بن أمية،
a companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم whose name was عمرو بن أمية،
كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثه في سرية وكذا.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم sent him and
وجد رجلين من بني كلاب، قبيلة من قبائل العرب اسمهم بني
sent
كلاب،
to lead a group
فوجد
of men
رجلين
to
بني
oversee a battlefield.
بنو كلاب هؤلاء يعني من
and they were on the outskirts of a قبيلة named
بني
كليب، which is an Arabian
بين
tribe.
قومهم وبين رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام يعني حرب، كانوا محاربين.
And there was a history of war between this tribe and the tribe of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in Mecca.
كتب لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمان
and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has wrote them when he arrived to Medina to invite them to Islam
قومهم كانوا محاربين
and to give them truce and peace.
رضي الله عنه قتل هذين الرجلين يحسب أنهم من المحاربين.
عمرو بن أمية accidentally killed two men of this tribe thinking that they were enemy and
أمان، وكتب لهم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمان
intending
فأراد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يدفع الدية.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم decided to pay like a fine, if you will. That's something that a ritual known among the tribes, that if somebody is killed by mistake, then the killer family or the killer tribe compensate the victims and pay them as a compensation. And as a result of the treaty that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has done with the tribes in the Medina when he arrived, all and every person in the Medina participates in anything that happens to anybody in the Medina. And as a result, everybody in the Medina was responsible to come up with some money to pay for compensation for those two victims.
المدينة النبوية كانوا اللي هم بنو قينقاع وبنو النضير وبنو قريش.
In Medina lived three tribes, three Jewish tribes: بني قينقاع، بني قريظة، and بنو النضير.
بنو النضير.
This battle happened with بني النضير، which is one of the Jewish tribes that lived in Medina.
تقيم في المدينة. فذهب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعه نفر من المهاجرين
went with a group of the companions to
وأتاهم ليعينوه في دية
to بني النضير's area
قتلهما
of residence in the Medina and explained the situation to them and reminded them under the obligation of the treaty that they're supposed to participate.
العامريين اللذين قتلهما عمرو بن أمية الضمري
monetarily for the two people
وكان
that
بينهم
were
وبين
killed
وبين المصطفى وبين بني عامر عهد. فقالوا اجلس يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
the people of بني النضير
وترجع بحاجتك.
said to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم have a seat and we will give you your due hospitality and when you're done we will promise you that you will leave from here happy and satisfied.
فجلس عليه الصلاة والسلام وأصحابه إلى ظل جدار من بيوتهم
with his companions leaning on a wall of a house surrounded by his companions
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جلس هو الصحابة إلى ظل جدار يعني من إيه من بيوتهم ينتظرون يعني أن يأتوا بالطعام.
And they were waiting for their hosts
تعهدوا به للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
To serve them lunch or dinner at that time.
في تلك الأثناء يعني اليهود تشاوروا فيما بينهم قالوا إيه.
In the meantime, all the companions were waiting. The Jewish leaders were adjourning and meeting, deciding what to do.
يأتيهم في بيوتهم يعني وفي أماكنهم وكذا. قال هذه فرصة لن تتكرر.
And they saw that this was an opportunity that will never happen again for the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to be in their area, in their houses.
تعرفون الرحى تكون ثقيلة يعني جدا.
And they thought this would be an opportunity to kill him. So they decided that while he was seated where he was, which was strategic, that they could not even plan for if they wanted to, as he was sitting against the wall, that they can drop something from the roof of the house, a rock from the roof of the house, to smash his head and kill him.
يعني ويزعمون يعني أنهم يستريحون منه عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And they decided that this would be the end of all their headaches to do that.
ابتدر عمرو بن جحاش واحد من اليهود اللي هو يعني بادر إلى هذا الأمر ليلقي الصخرة.
One of them, his name was Amr ibn Juhash.
راح من إيه من أعلى.
Went up the roof of the house.
فنهاه ابن مشكا واحد آخر من زعماء اليهود.
And as he was getting ready to do that, Ibn Mishkam, one of the Jewish leaders at that time, said, do not do that, for if you do that, then we would be famous for breaking our truces and treaties, and this would be a betrayal of a man that we have made a pact with.
على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما ورد في الروايات أمسك الله تعالى أيديهم فعجزوا عن إلقائها يعني كأنهم حركوا الرحى يريدون إلقائها على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So as they were intending standing on top of the roof to drop that, the companions have narrated.
وجاءه الوحي جاء جبريل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has, as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has been seated, Allah سبحانه وتعالى sent Jibril descended from the skies to warn the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم of this trick or of this evil deed that they are planning to do.
على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأخبر بذلك من السماء.
So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was forewarned and immediately got up and moved out of that area.
استبطأه أصحابه فقاموا في طلبه. الصحابة كانوا جالسين عند الجدار يعني كان بعض أصحابه كانوا قدموا معه.
And a group of the companions that were not seated with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were waiting outside. Felt that this has taken too long and they have not seen the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم yet, and they started to worry. And as they got up to go in and see what's going on, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told them of what they were planning to do. And this was a break and a breach of the treaty that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has drawn with them.
فأرسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إليهم محمد بن مسلمة رضي الله عنه.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, after he left,
sent to them
another companion, sent to them Muhammad ibn Maslam,
الصحابي رضي الله عنه.
And he was a companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And his message to Bani al-Nadir is to get out of Medina immediately, for the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم does not want to neighbor them anymore. So he went to them with that order of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to evacuate. فبعث إليهم أهل النفاق
يثبتونهم ويعيدونهم النصر. فالمنافقون إيه سمعوا بالخبر اليهود.
The hypocrites in the Medina
ما الحل الآن
sent their people to Bani al-Nadir area, assuring them that if something happened, we will protect you and we will help you and we will support you against the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم if he plans to come into your areas and expel you. So the hypocrites and the Jews in the Medina started to consult. And the hypocrites said, stand your ground, we will support you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that in an ayah in the Quran.
الله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون.
Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah testifies that they are liars, and the liars are the hypocrites who told the Jews, if you are attacked, we will attack with you. And if you win, then we will win with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies that the hypocrites are lying. And the surah, the Quran is named Surah Al-Hashr.
سورة بني نضير فهي سورة الحشر فأنزل الله تعالى فيها هذه الآية فالمنافقون إيه قالوا لبني النضير يعني
so the hypocrite in the Medina
وعدوهم يعني
promised the Jews of Bani al-Nadir to support them and assure them that if they stand their ground that they will help them
إلى المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم أنهم لا يخرجون ولئن قاتلهم لا يقاتلون
and as a result they sent a group to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم telling them that they are not leaving al-Madinah and if you Muhammad want to fight then we will fight
ويقولون للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كنت تريد القتال نحن مستعدون للمقاتلة فأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so the صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered his companions to prepare for war
يعني وإجلائهم بالقوة من
to expel them by force
لقتلهم أو إجلائهم إيه بالقوة
and whatever comes first if they want to stand their ground and die then they die
واستعمل ابن أم مكتوم على
so the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used محمد عبد الله ابن أم مكتوم to stay in Medina behind and run its affairs until the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم comes back from this battle
عبد الله ابن أم مكتوم رضي الله عنه على المدينة
so عبد الله ابن أم مكتوم was appointed
وسافر إليه
as the emir on the Medina
يعني حيا من احياء المدينه لكنه من ضواحي المدينه
بني نضير lived in a suburb of the Medina outside and away from the other tribes or away from the other group in the Medina for the Medina was divided into different demographic areas there was the Arabs there were the Jews and the Jews were divided into three different tribes and the Arabs were divided into two different tribes so every demographic kept their own area and lived in their own neighborhoods and Bani al-Nadir had a few villages in the suburb outside of the Medina so the Messenger went out and appointed Ali as the banner holder for this war and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم surrounded their area for 15 days
وتحصنوا بالحصون
and they stayed in their forts and in their fortified buildings and areas and they locked themselves in and they were very famous for their forts
وحاصرهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم surrounded them for 15
فقطع
days
فقطع نخيلهم وحرقها وخرب بيوتها
and he cut their trees and destroyed their houses
وأذن الله تعالى له في قطع النخيل يعني نكاية في الأعداء يعني المسلمون في حروبهم كانوا لا يقطعون الشجر
Muslims in their wars previous to this war were not allowed to burn trees were not allowed to hurt anything except for the enemy to attack the enemy and to leave anything else animals and plants and trees untouched but to further punish those who broke a treaty and were given peace and truce for what they've done everything was in play their trees their farms their houses
ليستعملوا خشبه في منافعهم وكذا فهذه
so they would not use the wood to benefit
قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ما قطعتم من لينة أو تركتموها قائمة على أصولها فبإذن الله وليخزي الفاسقين ما قطعتم من لينة من شجرة اللينة اللي هي الشجرة فكان أيضا في آية سورة الحشر يعني الإذن للمسلمين قطع
and Allah سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الحشر gave the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم the
فقطع
permission
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نخيلهم وأحرقها
in situation like this to destroy all their assets
حتى يستسلموا
so they do not use anything of it for their benefit
والمنافقون الذين أرسلوا إلى بني النضير يعيدونهم
and the hypocrites who sent
كذا كف الله تعالى أيديهم
their convoys to the Jews to support them and promise them of support stayed away fearful did not even lift a finger to help
معهم ولا نصروهم ولا أي شيء يعني
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in سورة الحشر says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw fear in their hearts so that this fear will paralyze them and they would would not even lift a finger.
فقذف الله تعالى الرعب يعني سواء في قلوب المنافقين الذين يعني
so the
لم يساعدوا اليهود
in the Medina stayed away from the battle, stayed away from Bani al-Mudir, did not support them and did not show up as they promised.
هؤلاء اليهود أنفسهم أيضا قذف الله تعالى في قلبهم الرعب فسألوا الجلاء والكف عن الدين.
And on the 15th day, Bani al-Mudir sent a group to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم asking him to allow them to leave.
طلبوا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم asked them to, before the battle started.
قال يعني لا تقتلنا ولكن إيه
So they sent a group to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, spare our lives and allow us to leave.
على أن لهم ما حملت الإبل من مالهم إلا الحلقة
to take their animals with them and whatever their animals can carry.
أذن لهم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يغادروا المدينة ويحملون معهم ما شاءوا حمله على الإبل. كل ما حملتهم
so these were their requests to be allowed to leave Medina with their animals and whatever the animals can carry.
ويغادرون معهم الإبل.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم granted them that except for weapons.
على قدر ما تحمل.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم allowed them to leave with their camels and horses and everything they wanted to put on their camels and horses and leave, evacuate Medina and they can take anything they want except for their weapons.
فحملوا حتى كان الرجل يهدم بيته بيده فيأخذ بابه فيضعه على ظهره.
Destroyed their own houses, broke their windows and their doors and broke it down and put it on their horses so they can take their doors and windows with them. And this is how much they hated and they were bitter about leaving. So they destroyed their houses and took even the doors and the windows on their horses and camels and left.
فهذا قول الله تعالى إيه؟
This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hashr that they destroy their own houses with their own hands from the blindness of their hearts. And Allah continues in this surah says if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to punish them further in this life then he would have done that but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for them
فخرجوا إلى خيبر فخرجوا إلى خيبر يعني جلوا
so
عن المدينة
the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم allowed them to leave خيبر. And they left Medina and they headed to Khaybar which is a big city that was highly populated with Jewish population outside of Medina away from the Medina
ورحلوا إلى منطقة خيبر منهم سلام بن أبي الحقيق وحيي بن أخطب هذا كان
among them was بني among them was حيي بن أخطب
وارتحلوا مع بقية
who was one of the leaders of بني النضير
حمل الرحى ليلقيها على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he was one of the ones who wanted to drop the rock that piece of rock from the top of the roof
خيبر وجلى ظل يقلد على قتال رسول
and when he
الله
went,
صلى الله عليه وسلم
when he headed the group that left to Khaybar he continued to stir the Jews to go to Medina and attack the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Muslims
ونفس بني النضير هؤلاء لما رحلوا الى خيبر ذهب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقاتلهم في خيبر
And the same Bani al-Nadir that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has expelled from Medina, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had to go after that, a couple of years after that, to Khaybar to fight them. For they did not stop after they were expelled. And they continued to try to ally tribes around them to go attack the Medina.
فيما بعد يعني
كان حيي بن أخطب their leader was killed later on
لا يزال يعني موجودا وسيذهب ويحرب وكذا في غزوة خيبر يعني سيأتي خبر قتل حيي بن أخطب وزواج الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بابنته
and the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
رضي الله عنه
the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم married his daughter the daughter of حيي بن الأخطب who was the leader of Bani Nadir and continued to fight the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to his death
هذا فيما بعد ان شاء الله
and we'll get to that later ان شاء الله
بعض يهود بني النضير ذهبوا الى الشام وتركوا ما لهم لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خاصة في مجموعة من يهود بني النضير
left
سلموا أموالهم للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهاجروا إلى الشام لم يهاجروا مع قومهم
left to Syria and did not leave with the rest of their people to Khaybar and they left their money in particular to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
ولم يسلم منهم سوى يامين ابن عمير وابي سعد ابن وهب.
And only Amin ibn Umair and another man
من اليهود,
a total of two. Only two of them became Muslims.
والآخر اسمه أبو سعد ابن وهب.
أبو سعد بن وهب and Yamin ibn Umair were the only two that became Muslims.
أحرز ما لهما يعني لم يأخذ النبي صلى الله عليه
وسلم. And when they became Muslims, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gave peace to their money, that nobody could touch their money and their wealth. They kept their wealth.
أحرز ما لهما ولم يأخذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليهم شيئا وبقي مع المسلمين في المدينة.
And they stayed with the Muslims in المدينة. Those two.
فاثنان فقط من بني النضير اسلموا.
And the rest evacuated.
وفي بني النضير نزلت سورة الحشر.
And Surah Al-Hashr was sent to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم as a result of the events of
قبض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما فيها من السلاح يعني كما
and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم confiscated all the weaponry that was hidden in their forts.
ويأخذون معهم ما حملته الإبل من أموالهم إلا السلاح. فكان من السلاح الذي غنمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
among the weaponry
كان إيه غنم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من السلاح 50 درعا و50 بيضة و340 سيفا
340 swords
يعني زي حديدة مثل القرص هكذا كبير يعني يتوقع بها ضربات الأعداء وتأتي والخوزة كذلك التي تلبس على الرأس وكذا يقال لها البيضة
And 300 other equipment like helmet, like steel helmets, and different types of shields. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
وخرجوا على 600 بعير.
Almost at that time hit a jackpot of very well maintained weaponry.
الخوذة التي زي الخوذة يعني زي شيء يلبس كذا على بعض. وخرجوا على 600 بعير.
And then Nadir left on 600 camels, all loaded and carried with all their wealth.
Or
I beg your pardon, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the weaponry that he confiscated was loaded on 600 camels and taken to Medina.
يقسمها بين المهاجرين والأنصار جميعا يقسم
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم consulted with his companions as to how to divide the weaponry.
يعطي الغنائم للمهاجرين على شرط أن يسدد منها المهاجرون ما عليهم من إيه من ديون للأنصار.
Whether he should give it to the ones who immigrated with him from Mecca to Medina and those give a payback to the Ansar, the ones who sheltered them, or whether he should divide it between the Muslims that came with him from Mecca and the Muslims that became Muslims in Medina. And The decision that they reached was that the Messenger is to give the weaponry and the booty to the men that came with him from Mecca and they pay back the Muslims in Medina because they all owed a lot of money to the Muslims in the Medina for they were the ones who sheltered them when they came from Mecca. Except for two very poor men of Al-Ansar in Medina, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gave them a part of that booty of weaponry. For as we know, the ones that came with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم are called Muhajirin, and the ones who became Muslims in Medina are known to be Al-Ansar, or the ones who supported.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعطى سعد بن معاذ وهو أنصاري خصه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also gave سعد بن معاذ, who was the leader of Al-Ansar, the leader of Medina before the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came to it, gave him as an honor to him the sword of Salam, which is the leader of Bani Nadir. He had a special or unique sword that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gave it to سعد بن معاذ.
بعد ذلك من بقية الأحداث أن حيي بن أخطر
Other events of this
battle
is Huyay ibn al-Akhtar, the leader of Bani al-Nadir,
ran to Mecca ذهب إلى مكة يستنفرهم
he tried and he started to stir them up against the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to motivate them to be allied with them to attack the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina.
في تلك الأثناء يعني هنا من الحوادث التي وقعت أن رجلا من يهود بني قريظة اللي هم القسم الوحيد الذي بقي بعد ما
Now the only tribe that was left in Medina after this battle is the tribe of Bani قريظة. For we, as we mentioned last time, Bani Qaynuqa were left after the battle of Uhud, and now Bani Nadir are gone, and the only one left is Bani Qaynuqa. One man of that tribe named Amr ibn Su'da from the Jews of Bani
Qurayza
passed by the houses of Bani Nadir, and it was abandoned.
وهي خراب ليس فيها أحد خربوا البيوت وخلعوا الأبواب
for as we mentioned the Jews of that tribe destroyed their houses and took everything of value
بعد أن كان يعني حيا عامرا
and after it was a lively neighborhood this man passed by it and it was abandoned and destroyed
فرجع إلى بني قريظة
and went back to Bani Qurayza to his people
فرجع
Bani Qurayza
إلى بني قريظة فوجدهم بالكنيسة
and they found them in their synagogue
معبد اليهود الذي يتعبدون فيه فنفخ في بوقه فأخذ
and he blew in their horn
يستعملون البوق يعني
but they use a horn to gather themselves so he went to the synagogue and blew in the horn
فاجتمعوا
and they all gathered
يجتمعون في الكنيسة فاجتمعوا
They all gathered around him.
فقال له الزبير بن باطة واحد من برضو من زعماء يهود.
One of the leaders of Bani Qurayza named الزبير بن ياضة.
وكان يعهده لا يفارق الكنيسة. هو كان يعني دائما يعني عمرو بن سعدة كان دائما.
And this Amr ibn Su'da was a famous religious man and that he's famous for not leaving the synagogue and not going anywhere away from the synagogue.
قال رأيت اليوم عبرا اعتبرت بها. قال رأيت اليوم عبرا
replied to this leader saying today I saw things that I have never seen before and I've learned from I've seen houses that were filled with life and filled with wealth all of a sudden they're destroyed and empty and abandoned they left their money behind and others took
it قال والتوراة ما سلط الله هذا على قوم قط لله
and I swear by the Old Testament that the Almighty God would not inflict this upon anybody unless they were transgressors
يعني أهانهم الله وليس لهم يعني فضل عند الله وكذا وقد أوقع قبل ذلك بابن الأشرف وببني قينقاع فأجلاهم
And the Almighty God did this to Bani Qaynuqa before that, before Bani Nadir. For they did the dishonorable thing and they angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by breaking a treaty that they made and they swore by God to abide with. They broke that treaty and as a result the Almighty God humiliated them.
يا قوم قد رأيتم ما رأيتم
My people, I've seen what I just described to you.
فإنكم تعلمون أنه نبي
You know that he is a prophet.
فقال لهم يا قوم يعني لا ننتظر حتى يأتي علينا الدور وكذا
Don't wait until he comes to our houses and destroy
ما بقي غيرنا
Because there's the only ones that left is us.
يعني أرى أن نتبع هذا الإيه
And you all know that he is a prophet.
وقد بشرنا به نبينا
And all the prophets that came before him promised us that he was coming. And told us about him coming.
وأسكتوا فلم يتكلم منهم متكهن. هو يعظهم.
So he was advising them and telling them to follow this man and protect their houses. And they were all silent and none of them uttered a word. So he replied and repeated what he said again. And he got the same result. Silence.
وخوفهم بالحرب والجلاء
Then he started to scare them
فقال كعب بن أسد ما تطيب نفسي أن أصير تابعا
And then كعب بن أسد a leader of Bani Qurayza said
قال لا تطيب نفسي
My soul would never allow me to be a follower to follow somebody After we've lived our lives and our fathers lived their lives, master, there's no way we can follow and be followers. And Amr ibn Sa'da became Muslim and left them.
طيب هذه كانت ايه ابرز يعني احداث غزوه بني امر وكانت
well, these were among the famous events of this war of this battle
النبوية. ناتي الى الغزوه الثالثه عشره
we'll come to the battle number 13 war number 13 that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم fought
ذات الرقاع
and this battle is named
غزوه الثالثه عشره من غزوه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
ذات الرقاع
طيب الرقاع جمع ايه جمع رقعه
رقاع is plural
الرقاع جمع رقعه
for رقعه
لماذا سميت هذه الغزوه
and رقعه in Arabic means patch
قيل
so this is the battle of patches
اراء في سبب تسميه هذه
and patches what poor people use on their clothing when they're tearing their clothing they patch
في منطقه الغزوه هناك جبل فيه بقع حمر وبقع ايه سود فيه بقع حمراء وبقع سوداء والبقعه يمكن ان يقال لها رقعه يعني كانه جبل مرقع كده فيه ايه بقع بعضها احمر وبعضها اسود فالجبل يسمى جبل ذات الرقاع فالمنطقه يعني
also the mountain in the area where this battle happened is known for the battle of ذات الرقاع because this mountain had red spots and black spots on it and those spots in Arabic are also called رقعة
رقعوا راياتهم كانت الرايات اللي هي الاعلام التي يحملها الصحابه كانت مرقعه يعني كان فيها قطع فيها خروق يعني
Also, some companions say that this battle was named after the banners that the Muslims had, and their banners had holes in them, and they patched their banners.
والرأي الثالث قالوا لأنهم لفوا أرجلهم بالخرق.
And the most famous opinion is the same of some of the companions that this battle was named, was given that name because the Muslims were barefoot and they bled, their feet bled, and to stop the bleeding on their feet, they shredded their clothing and they tied their feet with pieces of their clothing. And as a result, this battle was named Dhat al-Riqa', the Battle of Patches. Or the war of patches.
وقيل لأن صلاة الخوف كانت بها وقيل لأن أول صلاة خوف
Also some companions said
كانت في هذه الغزوة وصلاة الخوف
the صلاة of فيها صلاة of fear which was first time ever made compulsory on Muslims
على المقاتلين يعني
the صلاة of fear happened in this war
إلى غير القبلة والتحرك و
For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained the Muslims not to miss Salah even in war. And they were allowed not to face Qibla or even move while they're praying. If they have to move while they're praying, then they can move and they can continue praying. And this is the Salah of
fear, Salat al-Khawf. The reason
is the message for this war is the Messenger of
Sallallahu
was told that two tribes, the tribe of Thalaba and the tribe of Anmar, and those two tribes have gathered their army to fight the Muslims and the Messenger of Sallallahu
يتتبع الاخبار
and as we said before that Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has specified men
قبل ان ياتوا
around the Medina to look over and snoop around to see the news around the Medina to be prepared for anybody so the word came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that these two tribes were gathering their forces and preparing to attack the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
فخرج إليهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في 400 أو 700
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gathered forces quickly and it was said that the army was made of 400 and others said the army was made of 700
واستخلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عثمان وأبا ذر
made Uthman ibn Affan and Abi Dharr to run the affairs of the Medina while he is away appointed them as the emir. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم sometimes left one emir and sometimes left two to run the affairs of the Medina, depending on the situation and the circumstances. And this war happened in the month of Muharram.
هذا يعتبر ايه المحرم اللي هو يعتبر بداية العام الهجري الخامس يعني
محرم is the first month of the fifth year.
قال فوصلها فلم يجد إلا نسوة.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم went to that area and found no one except
وصل
woman.
إلى منطقة ذات الرقاع التي فيها يعني هاتان القبيلتان اللي هما ثعلبة وأنماط فلم يجد إلا نسوة.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did not find the men of those two tribes and found their woman.
الرجال هربوا في رؤوس الجبال.
The men ran and fled to the top of the mountains and left their woman behind. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم took them prisoners.
وحضرته
took their woman prisoners.
فخاف المسلمون إغارة الكفار عليهم.
And at that time it was time to pray.
خاف المسلمون أن يغير الكفار عليهم وهم إيه يصلون.
And the Muslims were fearful that the kuffar will take this as a an opportunity and attack them in their praying.
المشركين في رؤوس الجبال.
For the kuffar were at the top of the mountains and they were.
صلى بهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الخوف.
So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم led them in prayer of صلاة الخوف, the fear, the prayer of fear. Or praying while in fear. And this was the first time that this prayer was ordained on Muslims. If prayer time comes in and you are in a state of fear, then you can pray. And the conditions are completely different than praying in peace. Meaning, the front line at the time of kneeling, for example, can kneel and the back lines can wait for them to get up from their kneeling and then they kneel. So they do not all kneel at the same time or sit at the same time. And Salat al-Khawf
أحياناً يمكن أن يصلي
is a prayer that is called مقصور. Meaning, if it was four rak'ahs, then they can do it two. Meaning, for example, if Salat al-Dhuhr or al-Asr came in and these Salat are four rak'ahs, then in a state of fear, they can do them two and they will be sufficient for four.
الإمام يصلي أولاً بنصف الجيش يصلي بهم أول ركعتين.
And the Muslims also have done it, as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has taught them, is the Imam can pray, can lead half of the army in prayer and pray two rak'ahs, and he can lead the other half of the army while the first half can protect and guard, that the Imam can pray with the other half, the other two. So each half will pray two rak'ahs and they'll be sufficient. And also it was ordained to them is that while they're praying and if they had to move and that movement will take them away from al-Qibla, away from facing east, then they can continue praying while they're facing west or north. And they can continue praying in motion.
يقرؤون بسرعة ويركعون ويرفعون.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also led them in prayer while half of the army will pray the first rak'ah with them. And when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gets up to start the second rak'ah, then this first army will move back, allow the second half to come in and pray the second rak'ah, and they can do continue praying with them, but while they're guarding, and they would not be kneeling or sitting. In other words, the whole army cannot be kneeling at the same time, so they're not all vulnerable. So half of them will be kneeling, and the other half will guard them until they get up from their kneeling, and then they kneel
or do sujood. كما قال تعالى فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا ممكن أن يصلوا يعني وهم يتحركون
Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah in the Quran taught them that even if you were riding your animal, riding your horse, and in war you can continue to pray while you're riding on your horse so that you do not miss your praying time. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led them in prayer in Salat al-Khawf, a fear. And this was the very first
time.
And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in that area, or the time span for this war was 15 days, from the day he left Medina to the day, to the time that he stayed there, to the time he went back to Medina is 15 days.
الغزوة الرابعة عشرة
the 14th war
وهي غزوة بدر الموعد
the war of بدر الموعد. The appointment بدر الموعد
ويقال لها أيضا غزوة بدر الصغرى
and it is called also the smaller war of بدر
هذه الغزوة الرابعة عشرة من غزوات رسول الله
and this is number 14
الصغرى تمييزا لها عن إيه
And that it is called that to distinguish it from the battle of Badr, the first one. The reason for this war is, as you remember, after the end of the war of
Uhud.
If you remember, we discussed that when Abu Sufyan left, before he left the battleground, he said to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, "Our appointment is at Badr next year, at that place." And this is the time and place that Abu Sufyan, the leader of Mecca, has chosen for the next battle to give the Muslims a chance to avenge their loss in Uhud and also give the Kuffar a chance to wipe out and annihilate the Muslims in Islam. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted that and it was made as an appointment for them to meet. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بجيشه
took his army and left to that area that they have promised Mecca to meet at.
الوعد في يوم أحد بعد اليوم المكمل لسنة تماما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم موجودا في بدر.
And on that day, exactly and specifically a year after أحد, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was at that point waiting. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم led 1,500 men.
ومعه عشرة أفراس كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معه عشرة أفراس
and with him the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had 10 horses
وحمل لواءه علي رضي الله عنه
and the carrier
عنه.
of the banner was علي بن أبي طالب
اللواء
علي was
responsible
على for the banner
عبد الله بن رواحة
and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used عبد الله بن رواحة appointed him to run the affairs of Medina
وأخذ معه
behind so عبد الله بن رواحة stayed behind in المدينة
وخرج المسلمون ببضائع وتجارات
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Muslims took with them caravans to that area. They took their trade and their merchandise.
في هذا الوقت في شهر ذي القعدة في منطقة بدر يقام سوق.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told them there's a market that happens at that time in that area. So we'll go fight and we'll go trade.
تبادل البضائع. فكان المسلمون يعلمون أن في هذا الوقت في بدر في سوق يعني تقام في بدر.
So the Muslims took their merchandise and took their trades. Along with the weapons and went to fight and to trade at the same time.
بين كل سنة يعني أهل المناطق المحيطة ببدر وكذا.
For that area that they chose as an appointment, as a meeting point, was a marketplace that happens every year. All the tribes around that area meet and they trade their merchandise. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with the 1,500 men went out with their weaponry and their merchandise.
فسار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى نزل بدرا في هلال ذي القعدة وكان
صلى الله عليه وسلم
يقام من استهلال إلى ثامنة وكان السوق يقام
in بدر
من رؤية هلال ذي القعدة إلى اليوم الثامن من ذي القعدة بين كل سنة في بدر فأقام بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثمان ليال ينتظر أبا سفيان
stayed there for 8 days waiting for أبا سفيان
المسلمون عسكروا بجيش
and around the Muslims camp
The
trade show, if you will, or the market opened, and it opens for a week. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
بضائعهم
took
وهدي السوق
the
الإسلامية.
took the Muslims merchandise and started
فباعوا
trading in that
تجارتهم
market
وربحوا
waiting for the
للدرهم
kuffar to come in.
يعني كانت الأرباح يعني 100% اللي خرج.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said الحمد لله for Allah سبحانه وتعالى doubled our trade
البضائع اللي مثلا
for they have sold everything they came up with.
وهكذا. وخرج أبو سفيان من مكة في 2000.
أبو سفيان left
أبو
Mecca
سفيان كان خرج
2000
من مكة ومعه 2000 من المقاتلين حتى نزل بمرج الظهران.
And
أبو
سفيان settled in an area called بدر الظهران.
نزل في أسفان اسم منطقة وكان معه 50 فرسا.
And أبو سفيان the leader of the kuffar had 50 horses with him
ومعه 50 فرسا
and 2000 men.
ثم بدا له فرجع زاعما انه عام جد. يعني القى الله تعالى الرعب في قلبه وبعده وخرج معه 2000 من المقاتلين.
And he took a look
وخرج يزعم انه ذاهب
at the Muslims camp
مشى ايه جزءا من الطريق لغايه ما وصل الى منطقه مر الزهران.
He sent eyes to the camp of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and when he got the word he decided to retreat and go back to Mecca claiming that this is a drought season.
عام جد.
He did not want to fight.
إلا الخصب.
He did not want to fight in drought.
إلا في وقت خصب وكذا والسنة دي يعني.
And he wants to wait until fertility hits the area, and he doesn't want to fight. And in a drought time is not a good time to fight for. So he took his army and retreated. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم stayed waiting for them for 8 days, and they never came.
وسماهم أهل مكة جيش السويق. المكة.
And the people of Mecca when they saw their army coming back.
لماذا رجعتم؟ قالوا إنما خرجتم تشربون السويق. يعني ضحكتم علينا.
The people of Mecca started ridiculing them. Calling them, what did you do? You left out. You left Mecca. You drank some juice and came back. You didn't even have time to finish your drinks. You already back. So they called them the army of drinking.
وأنزل الله تعالى في حق المؤمنين أنزل الله تعالى في شأن هذه الغزوة اللي هي غزوة بدر الموعد أنزل الله فيها قوله تعالى الذين قال لهم الناس ان الناس قد
الله سبحانه وتعالى sent down the ايات
قالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فانقلبوا بنعمه من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the believers and protected the Muslims who went out and they were told before they went out that people have gathered for you, be careful and be fearful. But they went out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyways, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them, protected them, benefited them, and they went home safe. Meaning they went out, they came back safe, and they traded and they benefited, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. The 15th war is the war of Dumat al-Jandal. And this is number 15.
Dumat al-Jandal, الأشهر في تسمية المكان Dumat al-Jandal, والقلعة أيضا Dumat al-Jandal.
And this is the name of the place.
Dumat al-Jandal منطقة إيه؟ يعني بين المدينة والشام.
This is an area between المدينة and Syria.
الشام. قالوا إنها يعني إيه تبعد 10 مراحل عن المدينة و8 مراحل من دمشق. يعني هي أقرب إلى دمشق.
So it is closer to Damascus than it is to Medina. Closer to Syria than it is to Medina.
وتعد هذه الغزوة يعني في ذلك الوقت حسب يعني التقسيمات الجغرافية في ذلك الوقت كان دومة الجندل هذه تابعة للشام.
So Dumat al-Jandal was under the control of Syria, this area. And it was closer to Syria than it was to Medina. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in it for 5 nights. In the month of Rabi' al-Awwal.
شهر ربيع الأول هذه تعتبر السنة الخامسة.
And of the fifth year.
السنة الخامسة من الهجرة النبوية.
The fifth year of the migration of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم from Mecca to Medina.
فخرج إليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وسبب هذه الغزوة أنه بلغه عليه الصلاة والسلام أن جمعا كثيرا بدون الجندل يظلمون من مر بهم ويريدون المدينة.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was told that a group
تجمعوا في منطقة قيمة الجندل
a big group of
يظلمون من مر بهم قطاع طريق وعصابات
were like gangsters that hide in that area to attack caravans and to kill and steal and they also were gathering to march towards Al-Madinah.
يريدون المدينة ليس هذا فقط يعني أنهم يظلمون
الناس
في المكان هذا
to attack the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Muslims in المدينة
في مهاجمة المدينة. فقبل أن يعني يفكروا في توسيع يعني نشاطهم الإجرامي هذا في قطع الطريق وظلم الناس وكذا عندهم أفكار إيه لمهاجمة المدينة فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم went
استخلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على المدينة سباع بن عرفقة.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم appointed سباع ابن عرفقة as a companion. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم appointed him to stay behind and take care of the affairs of the Medina while he's out. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سباع بن عرفقة رضي الله عنه. وخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ألف.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم led 1,000 men out to that war.
يسير الليل ويكمن النهار. خرج يسير في الليل ويكمن.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم his strategy was to march during the night and hide and sleep during the day. And the purpose was to surprise those tribes in that area. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with his army will seek shelter, will seek shade, will seek lower areas where he cannot be seen and rest.
فنزل بساحتهم فوجدوهم تفرقوا وهربوا. فلما وصل إليهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم surprised them
شعروا بقدوم
when he arrived there
فتفرقوا
surprised them and they separated and dispersed
بلدهم
and fled
فلم يجد أحد that area.
And when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم got in the center of that area, the center of that town, found absolutely nothing. And all he found was their horses and their camels. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم confiscated all of it.
حازوا هذه الأنعام
فتكر زبوري.
وبث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم السرايا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقام في مدينته.
أنا مثلاً صلى الله عليه وسلم السرايا. In their city.
السرايا يعني بعثت.
And started to send.
جماعات صغيرة كذا يؤمر عليهم أحدا.
And started
to send مختلفة
groups in all directions.
الذين هربوا هؤلاء السرب.
Started sending groups in all directions to chase.
وبث السرايا فلم يصب أحدا غير رجل واحد. وأسلم.
And all they found was one man. And that one man became a
Muslim. دمه بإسلامه. ولم يعثروا على.
And he saved himself with his Islam.
كأنهم شربوا بعيدا يعني أكثر من المسافة التي يعني وصل إليها.
For most of those tribes had a heads up and they left that area before the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم arrived to them and had a head start.
ثم رجع. فأقام أيام.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم stayed there for a few days and then took his army and marched back to the Medina.
غانما فدخل المدينة في العشرين من ربيع الأول.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم entered the Medina on the 20th day in the month of ربيع الأول.
يوم 5 ربيع ورجع يوم 20.
And that took him 15 days to arrive to Dawmat al-Jandal, to stay in Dawmat al-Jandal, and to return to the Medina. That took him 15 days.
وكان هذا كما ذكرنا في شهر ربيع الأول سنة.
As you mentioned, this happened in the month of ربيع الأول.
ثم يأتينا بعد ذلك الغزوة السادسة عشرة
and the غزوة الخندق. 16th war is the war of the trenches
يعني
and this is one of the biggest wars that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has led and we'll finish that and we'll start with it إن شاء الله next week.
نتوقف هنا ونسأل الله تعالى أن
يفعل. We'll stop here and ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to benefit us with what we said and what we heard.
صلى الله
عليه وسلم. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى صلى الله عليه وسلم. Any questions?